What's up, y'all? BC in the house again. BC in the building. Welcome back. Today, we're going to talk about taking charge with your communication, your sales, and some things that people are still missing when it comes to being able to communicate effectively with people, get their point across, and really lead conversations, lead social interactions. I mean, all this stuff ties together, but today, I want to hit on some things that I think are really important. Number one is this, because we're jumping right in. You need to remove every ounce of apology out of your interactions with people. I still see so much that when people are interacting with, you know, men, women, kids, adults, children, it doesn't matter. When people approach or they're talking or they're making requests, it's like they have this, well, would it be okay if I'm sorry to bother you? Like they have this, the hint of apology. Now, part of it is verbal, but the other part is physiologically, right? Like when the person walks up to you and they're going to ask you for money on the street, they're not doing it confidently most of the time. They're doing it like, please don't run me away. Please don't tell me no. And you can feel that. It's palpable, right? You need to effectively remove that from your system. Now, people say, well, how do I do that, Brian? Because I'm just not that comfortable socially. That's okay. You see, this is where you need help. This is where you need coaching and training. And this is where you need full immersion. You need to be doing this stuff repeatedly over and over and over on a daily basis in your business and outside of your business, because those are two different contexts. We do it when we sell and we do it in our everyday life. Remove that hint of apology that, I don't want to bother people, right? Remove that from your system. Why? Because subconsciously people pick that up and they think weakness, not confident. I don't want to talk to them. This person has no business interacting with me, and they will be subconsciously repelled from you. We know there's factors of attraction, meaning getting people's attention and wanting them to talk to you. This one is the opposite. It repels people. It's literally like you're putting on a person repellent, you know, bug repellent. You're putting on a person repellent. And we don't realize that we do this. Even if, like, let's say I go knock on a door, the way that you knock subconsciously signifies to somebody, are you doing it all soft or like, what are you doing? Right? Now, I get it. In the beginning, this is difficult. However, it's something you need to put at the forefront of your mind and consistently work on, right? Like 100%. From an image standpoint, right? If you dress blandly, you're putting people off because you're giving off the impression that you're boring, right? But that's the first one, right? Number two is this. Little compliance tricks. And what I mean by that is this. If I want to get your number, while I ask, right? So verbally on a conscious level, but also on a subconscious level, I can ask you and then hand you my phone. So I'm giving you a verbal cue and a subconscious cue, which is also a compliance test. Now, if I hand you my phone while I say it, your natural inclination, if we're comfortable at all, is going to be to grab what I give you. For those of you who have been out on the street, by the beach, when people sell you stuff and they walk up to you, what's the first thing they do while they're talking to you? They occupy your conscious mind talking to you, and then they hand you something. And the moment you grab it, they've effectively what's called locked you into the interaction, right? So when you're asking for the number, when you want something from somebody, hand them your phone or whatever it is. And you'll see that while you simultaneously occupy their conscious mind with the words and you give the subconscious compliance test, they're going to most of the time pick it up, and then you can literally, and this is step three, give people commands. Stop asking permission. Stop being around the bush. Say what you want. Put your number in the phone. Let's do this. Let's set a time to meet tomorrow at 5 or Wednesday at 6. I'm available tomorrow. Let's meet at 5. Cool. If not, we can do 7. Hey, let's meet here tomorrow at this time. Bring the contract, right? We need to be a lot more affirmative and direct when we speak to people, when we talk, and when we interact. Stop being around the bush. Stop, you know, walking on eggshells, and stop being so damn afraid to give people the proper order. We're not forcing people to do these things. I just know, again, how is somebody going to respond subconsciously? When you demonstrate weakness, when you're unclear about your intentions, when you don't say what you mean correctly, when subconsciously and consciously they don't align, it throws people off, and it signifies to their brain that how you're speaking and your request versus how you really feel is incongruent. And when it's incongruent, the communication does not deliver the umph and get the result. And you have a broken or incomplete cycle of communication. And that's something you don't want. Okay, so we already have these three pieces, and these are very basic things, but at the same time, they're nuanced because a lot of people never really make it beyond the basics. 80-90% of people never make it. Now, a lot of people think they're really good, but they're not. right? Like very quickly when I start interacting with people or talking to them, and more importantly, I look at the results, it's like, dude, you don't know this stuff. So you really need to put pen to paper, write these things down, start drilling them, start getting some damn coaching and training, and take yourself to that next level, okay? So real quick, I'm doing the subliminal communication workshop next week where I cover stuff like this in detail. It's in the description below. It's going to be a 3-day workshop. It's only $17. I highly recommend you go, especially if you've never done any of my stuff before, just to give you a taste of how I do things. Okay. So these are the three main points, right? Now, as we're wrapping up, because I like keeping these short and sweet, understand that for you to communicate and sell, you need to move more fluidly. This is a big one. If I have an organic thought and I want to ask somebody a question, if I want to approach somebody, if I want to go knock on the door, if I want to make the call, it's important that you have swiftness in your movement. The moment you have the thought, you do it. Hey, I want to make calls. You open up your phone, you go to your landline, you dial, you get to it immediately. There needs to be less lag time between thought and speaking, thought and action, or whatever it is. And this is one of the biggest hangups that I see with people, again, on an internal level that stops them. Why would we have a discussion right now about cold calling or approaching people on the street and then you don't do it for a month? Many of you have messaged me, Brian, I've been preparing the door knock for months. What the hell are you doing? What is there to prepare? You have the thought, you go immediately, even if you don't know, because I talked about this last time on my Lifetime members coaching call. You need to be willing to crash and burn. I'm going to wrap it up with this point. You need to be willing to crash and burn, meaning you go out there, right? And be willing to make the mistakes, trip up, be embarrassed, fail, whatever it is. You have to be willing to crash and burn. The people at the highest levels, like me in this game, we put it all out there and we're okay being embarrassed or people laughing or not getting the result. That's okay, because that's a part of the refinement process of developing world-class skill. You need to be willing to do that, because we put our ego to the side, our pride to the side, and we know, hey, this is the path of mastery. I am going to make mistakes. I'm not going to know it all. And even if I prepare for a year before I do the action on that first day, I'm still going to make mistakes, because the real thing and the real game is different from practice and preparation and role play and all that other stuff. Okay. So you need to make sure that you're willing to do that. If you can do this last point, man, you will have a monumental amount of improvement and ability to get better, because 99% of people are not willing to put the ego and pride to the side and do what they need to do and crash and burn and make mistakes. And that's what is going to be required of you with that full commitment to mastery. Okay. So we'll wrap up here, guys. If you do want to talk about coaching and training, I offer a ton, lifetime options and all that stuff. It's available on my website. Also, you can check out the Subliminal Communication Workshop. That's going to be a doozy. I've already had a few people sign up. It's $17. Any of you can afford it. Don't give me any excuses. All right. Peace out. We'll see you on the next video. Let me know if you like this topic. If not, we'll continue with the next one. All right. Peace.